This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hundreds of opposition protesters were arrested overnight in Pakistan as political tensions in that country continue to rise. Critics say President Pervez Musharraf has essentially imposed martial law on the country. He dissolved the Supreme Court, suspended the Constitution, and thousands of political activists, lawyers, and journalists have been arrested. The political party of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto says police arrested at least 800 of her supporters last night. The arrests come ahead of a massive rally Bhutto is planning in the town of Rawalpindi Friday in defiance of a government ban. The government has denied the arrests and says no such crackdown has been ordered. Meanwhile, the U.S. is stepping up pressure on Musharraf. Yesterday, President Bush told reporters he has had a direct phone conversation with the Pakistani president.
My message was very, very plain, very easy to understand, and that is the United States wants you to have the elections as scheduled and take your uniform off.
Pakistani and American officials said Musharraf tried to assure Bush his power grab was only temporary and he still plans to call for national elections. The former Soviet Republic of Georgia is also in political turmoil today. Yesterday, the president of Georgia declared a state of emergency after riot police used tear gas, rubber bullets, and a water cannon to break up massive anti-government demonstrations there. The crackdown came after 6 days of protests in front of parliament, the worst crisis since the pro-Western Saakashvili was elected as president 4 years ago. Saakashvili has accused Moscow of fomenting the protest, and he expelled 3 Russian diplomats. And some news closer to home, the House of Representatives yesterday approved the first federal ban on job discrimination against gays, lesbians, and bisexuals. The bill is called the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, and supporters call it the most important civil rights legislation since the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990. The bill would make it illegal for employers to make decisions about hiring, firing, promoting, or paying an employee based on sexual orientation. It exempts churches and the military. But some gay rights supporters protested the bill because it does not extend protections to transgender workers. A similar bill being introduced in the Senate is expected to face a tough fight. And even if it does pass, President Bush is expected to veto it. Finally, some good news for people who fly Southwest Airlines and endure that free-for-all seating system. If you fork over an extra $30 or so for a new Business Select ticket, you'll get first dibs on seats and a complimentary cocktail. The Discount Airlines' new business class program will price seats at between $10 and $30 higher than regular seats. It's part of the airline's effort to raise $1 billion in revenue up till 2010 to offset increased labor and fuel costs. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Michael and Allison.
That
Hello.
Story actually got you excited at about 3:59 a.m.
Which one? The Southwest Airlines?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty
because
interesting.
Because it's a friggin' cattle call.
Well, it's sort of like a Who concert in the 70s. Yeah.
I can't take it anymore.
It's a scramble for seats.
$30, I will totally fork that over and hand me a gin and tonic.
I just wanted to highlight a phrase you used in that newscast. You said, Musharraf said, my power grab was temporary. I wonder if Hallmark makes a line of cards with that sentiment. It's one of those great sentences that's inherently contradictory.
I think it's good for an e-card.
Temporary.
I think it feels a little more like an e-card.
Just a temporary power grab. Call it a power clutch.
We'll see. We'll see about that.
Rachel, thanks for the news.
You're welcome.